We now come to the Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Angela Rayner.
Thank you, Mr Speaker, and can I also welcome Ukrainian MPs to this House today. And Mr Speaker, can I start by wholeheartedly welcoming the positive steps towards returning Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe and Anousheh Ashoori to the UK. I'm sure members across the House want to show their support for their families and them. I know the Minister would agree that this devastating situation must never be repeated, and other British nationals still trapped in Iran need to be brought home. So will the Minister commit to a review of these cases to understand what more could have been done by the British Government to secure releases, and whether the lazy comments of the Prime Minister worsened the situation?
Deputy Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Can I first of all say that I can't yet confirm the reports we've seen in the media, but of course it feels like positive signs, and of course no one wants more than me, but I'm sure all members of the House, to see Nazanin, but also all of the arbitrarily detained nationals reunited with their loved ones. Yeah. I can tell the Honourable Lady, having worked for 2 years with the concerted diplomatic effort led by the Prime Minister, that we have done absolutely everything that we can. She shouldn't give succour to the despotic regime that detained our nationals in Iran or around the world by suggesting it's anyone else's responsibility other than theirs.
Angela Rayner.
Mr Speaker, it's exactly for that reason that I asked for the review, that it's important to learn from our mistakes so we don't end up with other innocent families facing this ordeal again.